Have you ever thought this is the worst day ever, only to discover later that something really cool is happening? Well, that's exactly where we find the Israelites early on in the Bible. They thought they had reached the end of the road at Marah, but God knew something better was waiting for them at Elim. So let's head into your Bible in Exodus 15, right after one of the coolest miracles in the Bible. The Israelites are being chased by the army of Pharaoh. They get to the shores of the Red Sea and they are blocked. Water in front of them, an army behind them, everything looks hopeless. Then God shows up in a majestic way. Through a miracle with Moses, they escape by walking through the water on dry ground. That's incredible! Then for 3 days, the Israelites begin a really long walk in the desert. It is hot. It is dusty. It is miserable. There is no water and people start to complain. In Exodus 15 verse 23, they come to the water in Marah, but they can't drink at all because the water is bitter. Moses cries out to the Lord and he's told to throw a piece of wood into the water. Immediately the water is okay to drink. The Bible doesn't explain how the wood changed the water. The point is that God provided what they needed at that moment so that they could continue on. Eventually, the Israelites arrived at Elim, a beautiful oasis with 12 springs and 70 palm trees. The place that felt hopeless was not the end of the story. So there are times in life that we may want to stop at the bitter waters of Marah. All we can see is the massive problem in front of us. And maybe you're in that spot right now. Maybe you've practiced over and over and over and still aren't seeing results. Maybe school feels difficult. Maybe something in your life or at home isn't changing as quickly as you hoped. Like the Israelites at Marah, all you can see is the problem in front of you. But here's the good news of the Bible. God continues to guide us through the tough times. God can see further down the road than you can as your journey unfolds. The Israelites arrived and found bitter water. It would have been easy to think God had forgotten them, but God didn't fix the problem. God kept leading his people until they reached the sweet waters of Elim. So today's story reminds us that in the hard season, it's not always the final season. Remember that hope is always just a few steps beyond the hard places. When you're facing something difficult this week, keep walking with God each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.